pay tribute to members of the Aborigines Rights Protection Society, Jacob Say, John Mensah Saba, Joseph Casely Hayford, J.B. Brown, and their colleagues, who at the end of the 19th century organized the chiefs and people against the Crown Lands Bill and forced the British colonial authority to retreat from their attempt to seize our land. I pay tribute too to the memories of Thomas Hutton Mill, Kwame Nasichi, Kudu Thompson, and Akila Kwasoya, who maintained the momentum of nationalist agitation initiated by the society. Ghana is also grateful to the great nationalists, George Alfred Parke Grant, Joseph Boakye Dankwa, Francis Awono William, R.S. Blair, George Moore, R.S. Wood, J.W. Jagraf Johnson, Emmanuel Obeche Bilamte, Ebenezer Akwaje, William Ofuriatta, Edward Akufo-Addo, Kwabena Kessy, and Jimmy Christensen, who gathered at Solpa to inaugurate the United Gold Coast Convention, the first truly nationalist movement of the Gold Coast, to make the first formal demand for the independence of our nation from British rule. I have to pay homage to some others who are not listed among the forefront fighters for political freedom, but who fought equally hard: Kwejie Agre, Nanaprepe I, Siya Santua, and Ni Kwabena Boni III, iconic traditional leader. I pay homage to my predecessor presidents of Ghana: Kwame Nkrumah, Edward Akufo-Addo, Hilary Mann, Jerry John Rowland, John Ajikum Kufuor, John Evan Mills, and John Dramani Mahama, all of whom contributed in their diverse way during their respective tenures of office variously to the Ghana we are celebrating.
President Akufo-Addo told the gathering that the time has come for Ghana to move on even further to deepen her democracy.
We believe that democracy should not be subject to individual interpretation, and it should not be a negotiation between elites and stakeholders. I was not prepared to put my personal ambition before the principles that made me a politician in the first place. Democracy is best established when institutions are trusted, the rules of the game are clear, and political actors are prepared to win and lose. It is for this reason that in the disputed elections of 2012, my party and I proved that we were willing and able to subvert our individual and partisan preferences for the common good. We demonstrated clearly that it was not the ambitions of Akufo-Addo or the fortunes of the new Patriotic Party that we sought to promote. The stability and progress of Ghana and the enhancement of her democracy were the paramount consideration that guided our every action in those difficult days. The time has now come for us in Ghana to move on even further to deepen our democracy. It's time to make sure that we have a genuine separation of powers between the various arms of government. Our parliament, the legislative arm of government, must grow into its proper role as an effective machinery for accountability and oversight of the executive.
And that was President Akufo-Addo speaking after receiving an award from the Africa America Institute in New York. And this was at the Institute's 33rd Annual Awards Gala.